Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We now have another guest on the line. We have Kate Yesberg from Tamaki. Not Tamaki. Ponikē, Wellington.
Kia ora.
Kia ora, how are?
Very well. I would be an albatross, by the way. I've been really feeling that energy.
You'd be an albatross?
Yeah.
Have you seen albatrosses in the flesh?
Actually, I never have. I've only in my dreams.
Well, Otipoti is a hub for albatrosses, if you didn't. Yep, you know, you're well aware.
I know.
Yep.
It's on my list.
Mm-hmm. You should come down and see them, man. There's the albatross colony, and then there's also this big what they call a hidden gun near the albatross colony, and you can do a tour of that as well.
Oof.
Yeah, it's this huge underground cannon that the government installed in like Wellington, Christchurch, and even Auckland because they thought the Russians would invade at the turn of the century. Mm. So yeah, you can go get a tour of that as well.
Great.
It's really really good. Anyway, how is Ponikē treating you, my friend?
Really well, thanks. She's been a bit wild this week, but, you know, she's beautiful in all weathers.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. I mean, I've mostly been in Wellington when it's sunny, but it's still good even if it's raining. I agree.
Yeah. Well, you should visit more often if you bring the sun with you, please. Yeah.
I will be coming up at the end of the month, so hopefully the sun will be following, but there's not much sun in Dunedin to be taking with me, unfortunately. It's like the worst day of winter today. But I want to touch on the name, Love Party. Has anyone been confused as to the fact that you're a band and not the other kind of Love Party?
I know. It feels like a bit of a risky Google, doesn't it?
Bit risque. Yeah, Love Party, Wellington.
Just gotta, like, don't worry about it. Cycle through whatever links you need to cycle through to get to the band. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, it's so good. It's a little bit risque. I love that. What has been the new album's called Wow, with an exclamation mark. Wow. I want to know what has been the most wow inducing moment from recent memory.
Oh, so good. Well, I mean the title of the album and the title track, we wrote, well, Dale like wrote the kind of bones of that when we were on a flight from Auckland to Wellington, and it was just one of those crystal clear days, and I had a window seat, and it was like one of the most just beautiful experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I turned to Dale every 5 seconds and just said, wow, it's so beautiful.
Mm.
And thus the song was born.
Yeah.
So I, you know, that's like seared in my memory. But you know, when you fly over like mountains and you've got this like completely different perspective on these kind of ginormous beings.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
It
was
very wow.
Completely.
But it turns out that, you know, we just have wow moments all the time if you're looking.
Yeah, for sure. I totally agree. The more granular you get, the more interesting things can become, oftentimes.
Exactly. Yeah. Wow at every level.
Wow. Like that Owen Wilson, wow. You know. Oh my gosh. How is it being in a two-piece? Is it quite chill? Like, there's like not much to manage? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it is, it's like particularly convenient for us because we live together and we're married, mm-hmm. and we've like, you know, so we can talk about riffs over breakfast and things like that.
Mm.
Yeah, it means, yeah, we're able to develop things quite quickly, which is great. And I don't have the experience of being in like a massive band. Dale's in lots of massive bands. So for me, I'm just like, oh yeah, this is just, you know, the pace at which things progress. But yeah, I think we definitely benefit from our proximity to each other, for sure.
Synergy. You know, you're networking all the time.
Our proximity, but also our synergy. Yeah, we've got great synergy.
Mm, I think it comes across the record really well, and especially on the track. Oh my, that is, I think, my favourite song on the album.
Oh,
yeah.
That's actually the first song we ever wrote.
Really?
For this band. Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm seeing cheerleaders, Dale. I'm like, yeah, and we just wrote the sort of most quintessential, joyful song about love that we could possibly get it out of ourselves at that kind of early moment.
Mm. I was going to ask a really dumb question.
No, ask away.
Okay, well, I guess you're a two-piece. It's a married couple. If there was to be a third person into the band, would that also mean you'd have to become a throuple?
Well, I mean, we think about this a lot, but actually there is a third person in the band. It's Corey Champion, who's our drummer.
Oh,
on the
right.
Album.
I thought it was a drum machine.
No. It's a man, Corey. Oh. Yeah, who is an unbelievable drummer and a really close friend of ours here in Wellington.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his own amazing musical projects, Clear Path Ensemble, Borrowed CS, Total Genius.
Mm.
And so he joined us when we recorded the album, and it was... I say that, like, and this is an overstatement, but the first rehearsal we had with Corey was the most exciting night of my life. Mm. It was really, really exhilarating.
Mm.
He's just great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think there's a lot of energy on here.
Would he join us in the thruple? Oh, we'd have to ask him.
We saw you across the bar and, crag up.
We'd also have to ask his partner, Danny. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he could become a quadruple, you know, you never know.
Well, the more the merrier.
That's what we like to hear. There is a couple of cockatoos on the cover of this record. Are they your cockatoos?
Yes. Well, yeah, I would say these are like personas.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. And what?
But yes.
Mm, draws you to the cockatoo as opposed to draws you to the albatross?
Well, it's true, actually. The albatross, maybe that's like my kind of like personal spiritual animal. But the cockatoos, I think... they've got an amazing energy, and I think we really resonate with the way that they conduct themselves in the world.
Mm.
So when,
quite
you
chaotically
know,
and noisily?
Noisily, yeah, but they're just like, they're ruffling their feathers all the time. They're also like quite intimate with each other, you know, like they preen each other and I don't know, they've just got a lot of attitude, a lot of good attitude, the cockatoos.
They do. Very Australian bird. I went to Australia in February, and none of the birds made a very melodic bird song.
It's true. Yeah, you really miss that when you leave New Zealand.
You do. All the Australian ones are like they're in pain. now, you all have really embraced the unknown with this project, as you've opted to learn new instruments and really dive headfirst into newness. What has been the biggest thing that you've learned about each other in this process of going in blind?
Oh, such a good question. I mean, I think for us it's felt like a real... kind of tapping back into our like teenage energy.
Mm.
We both played in bands when we were young. I actually played the guitar, and I think Dale might have drummed. So it's like the bass is new for me. Dale hasn't played lead guitar for a long time. So yeah, I don't know. I think maybe we've also been surprised at the way that the sort of energy that we have together in our ordinary lives has translated into our music. Like, we have a lot of fun together.
Mm-hmm.
I think we think each other, you know, when you're sort of with a person who's that close to you and you just think they're just completely hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the way we feel about each other. And that hopefully is what kind of comes into the music. But yeah, it's kind of like you sort of meet yourself for the first time every time you make art. Because you know something new is coming out of your subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
your perception of yourself and the world is always changing, right? So that informs everything you do.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. Totally. I want to talk about the track "Same Shades" very briefly, because on that track, it's all about you wearing the same clothes, which is another layer in the loveness of this record. Is that a biographical fact? Do you often wear matching outfits?
Oh, 100%.
Really?
It's actually one
of
my...
Is it, like, intentional?
Yes. It's been one of my deep, deep loves for a long time. Like, when I leave the house and I'm matching with Dale, I just feel good.
Mm.
And it's taken Dale a little bit longer to come around to this. And so for a while there, I would just, like, delay getting dressed in the morning till I'd seen what he was wearing. Mm. And then I would just, like, get dressed just at the moment before we left the house, so that he didn't have time to realize what was happening. And then we'd be in the world and we'd be matching and it would just be great. So, but you know, over time, I think he's like softened a bit. He's kind of come around to it. And so he too finds joy in it now.
Mm.
But yeah, that's a very personal and sentimental track, "Same Shades," about the joy of wearing matching outfits.
It is. I think you really feel that. I think another, similar track in that way is "Breathe," which is the last track. And in that song, you've got kind of like a moment where you, well, throughout the song really, you list different body parts, and not dissimilar to the song "Heads, Shoulders, Knees and Toes." I want to know, where did that come from?
Well, that, yeah, "Heads, Shoulders, Knees and Toes" has been a huge inspiration for us in our in our musical life.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's just a classic.
Mm-hmm.
We all know it. We learn so much from it. when we're kids. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, no, we've definitely taken that energy into the song Breathe In. It's a body scan meditation.
Mm.
But punk.
Yeah, make it punk. It's
make it punk.
The whole album is love. Make it punk.
Make it punk.
Make it punk. you're going to be playing any Te Wai Pounamu shows later in the year?
Oh, yeah. So we are so keen to.
Mm, that's what they all say.
Yeah,
I would love to come down.
Oh, do that.
Oh, it'd be great.
I don't want to be one of, you know, I don't want to be another empty promise. But no, it's all of our energy has been focused on getting this album out, and now our energy is turning to gigs.
Mm-hmm.
So, hopefully in the very near future, we will be down with you visiting the Albatross.
Yes,
playing please shows.
Come. Please come. Be awesome. Do you have any last words for our lovely audience who are listening in?
Just thanks. We hope you love it.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great time with it. Make sure you're dancing. Maybe experiment with a matching outfit or two.
Mm.
See how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Me and my partner are going to be doing that. We're going to get some matching, sweatpants yes. outfits just for at home. So we'll start off slow.
Well, and wear them to the gig when you come to our gig.
Okay, sure thing.
When we play the South End.
Sure thing. Thank you for coming on the program, Kate. I really appreciate your time.
Oh, it's been great to be here, Zach. Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you very much. All right, folks, that was Kate Yesberg from Love Party. We're talking about their debut album, Wow, which is out now. We're going to play the track, Oh My, and then we're going to have another corridor with E444E very shortly. Here is Love Party.
Seeds, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.